This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Good evening, hello, welcome to the shiur. Tonight's halachic topic is Birchas HaShacha on Shavuos morning. Mitzvah Hashem, Sunday night is Shavuos, and there is, of course, a widespread minhag of staying awake the entire night of Tikkun Leil Shavuos to learn Torah. And that does present a halachic problem regarding Birchas HaShacha, which are normally recited after a night's sleep. So we're going to explore in the short time that we have how to deal with Birchas HaShacha on Shavuos morning following a night of learning and of not sleeping. There are four brachas that we're going to focus on, four brachas that make up Birchas HaShacha. The first is Al Netilas Yodayim. The second one is Birchas HaTorah. And then the third is Elokeinu Shomon Hamavir Sheino. And the fourth, we call them the 16 brachas, the brachas that we list. Etc. So let's go through all four of those. Let's start with Al Netilas Yodayim. When we wake up in the morning, as we know, the first thing that we do is say Al Netilas, we say Moedei Ani, and then we wash Netilas Yodayim. Why do we wash Netilas Yodayim? So let's take a look at the first box on the sheet. The Shulchan Aruch in Simen Dalet Sif Aleph says, Yirchatz Yodav Vivarech Al Netilas Yodayim. We wash our hands and we say Al Netilas Yodayim. Why do we do that? So I've listed the four reasons there. If you're listening online, please email me at j.golk@gmail.com. I'll send you the sheet, Mitzvah Hashem. But the Mishnah Berurah gives two of the main reasons for it. In Sif Aleph, he says, Yesh Al Zeh Shnei Ta'amin. There are two reasons, two main reasons why we wash Netilas Yodayim in the morning. Harosh Kosav, the Rosh writes, Lefi shehayodayim shel odom askonios heim. A person's hands are askonios, they're busy. Ve'ef sheshlo yigal abosa hamutunuf belayla. And it's impossible, it's inevitable, that a person's hands would have touched a part of the body that is normally covered. And therefore they would have become tomei by touching a part of the body which is normally covered. And therefore Chazal instituted we wash Netilas Yodayim in the morning. The Rashba gives them a different reason. We are like a new creation. That we give thanks to HaKadosh Baruch Hu that He created us in order that we serve Him. To serve Him and to bless His name. And because of that, Chazal instituted all the brachas and the mevarchim b'chol boker. Lachain gam davozet tikkun b'shachar. And this is part of it. Netilas Yodayim is one of those brachas that Chazal instituted. Lehiskadish b'kedushaso v'litul yodenu min akli k'kohen shemagdish yodov min akir k'kohen avodaso. Just like a kohen, when he goes into the Beis Hamikdash and he serves in the, he gets ready for a new day of service, he washes his hands. So to us, a new day of Avodas Hashem, a new day of serving HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we wash Netilas Yodayim. So those are the two reasons given, the main reasons given. The Rosh says because of what our hands are asconious and inevitably they become tomei, they touch a part of the body that is normally covered and therefore they require Netilas Yodayim. The Rashba gives a different reason of Briya Chadosha. What would be a nafkamina, practical difference between the two? Well, a practical difference would be someone who, let's say, he has a shluf, he has a rest in the afternoon. He takes a nap in the afternoon. So according to the Rashba, he wouldn't need to make a, he wouldn't need to do Netilas Yodayim. He's not a Briya Chadosha. That's only at the beginning of the day. But according to the Rosh, who says that a person may have touched his hands askonios, then he would need to wash Netilas Yodayim. The Mishnah Berurah says, "La'halacha mitoifsim k'shnei ha'taimim lechumra le'in netila," and we are machmir. And therefore, we would wash Netilas Yodayim, and there are other nafkaminas as well. A person wears gloves, etc., etc. The Mishnah Berurah in Sif Ches gives other reasons, and that is, I put them there in number three and number four. The Ruchas Chaim in the Zohar, the Ruchas Chaim says, because at nighttime, a ruach tumah, an impure spirit, descends upon a person's hands. And the Zohar says an impure spirit descends upon a person's hands during sleep. Okay, so those are the reasons given. Now, if a person stays awake at night, this machlokas between the Rosh and the Rashba will have bearing. because the Shulchan Aruch says, "Im hayoneir kol alayla," if a person is awake the whole night, "yesh lehistapik im tzorich little yodu shachris." We're in doubt whether or not you need to wash into this tefillah. Why? What is the doubt? Well, the doubt is this. According to the Rashba, the reason is we're Briya Chadosha. And as the Mishnah Berurah explains, the Bi'a Loch, I've got on the sheet there, says, well, according to the Rashba, it's a loy plug. Regardless of whether you stay awake at night or not, you need to make the bracha. Chazal will misaken across the board, whether you stayed awake, whether you went to sleep, you need to wash until this time. We are a Briya Chadosha in the morning. But according to the Rosh, who says that it's because our hands are asconios and we've touched parts of the body which are normally covered, if you stayed awake at night, there's no concern of that. So what does one do if one stays awake all night? Therefore, the Mishnah Berurah says, the Ramah says, it's in Siman Dalet Sifud Gimel, the Ramah says, v'yitlem b'loy bracha. It's a compromise. We wash our hands, but we don't make a bracha. That is what you do, according to the Ramah, if you stay awake all night. However, this is not unanimous. Not everyone agrees with this Ramah. And therefore, if according to the Aruch HaShulchan, he argues with the Ramah, and he said you should make a bracha. And because of this debate, because of this uncertainty, the Mishnah Berurah on the top of the next page in Sif Katan Lamed, there in Sif Dalet, he basically says that what one should do is as follows. If a person stays awake all night because of this uncertainty, one should, before Shacharis, one should go to the bathroom and then make the bracha of Al Netilas Yadayim and Asher Yotza. Ideally, you should wait until after Alos HaShachar to do that, because by doing so, you've washed your hands after Alos, and you therefore can also remove the impure spirit, the Ruach Tumah that has descended upon your hands. And then you can say Al Netilas Yadayim and Asher Yotza, no problem. Alternatively, if one couldn't do that for whatever reason, or didn't do that, you can ask someone to be made to you in Al Netilas Yadayim if one needs to. Okay, so that is regarding Al Netilas Yadayim. That's the background of what to do regarding that bracha. Now, what about Birchas HaTorah? Well, Birchas HaTorah is very interesting. Take a look at the next box in paragraph B. This is an Aruch Chaim Siman Mem Zayin, the Shulchan Aruch says, Afim Lomad Balaylo. If a person spent the whole night learning, Halaylo Holich Achayim She'ovar, which means, when I made Birchas HaTorah this morning, all the learning I did today is included in that Birchas HaTorah, it's covered by that Birchas HaTorah, and indeed the learning of tonight, this evening. Because in respect of Birchas HaTorah, halayla holech achahayom, and the bracha I said in the morning covers that day and the following night. Kol zman shelo yoshen, so long as you didn't sleep, says the Mishnah Berurah, what does that mean? That's referring to a proper sleep. But if you sleep, if you have a proper sleep on your bed, that's considered a hefsek. Therefore, when I go to sleep tonight, and please God, I wake up tomorrow morning, that is considered a hefsek, and therefore I will need to make a new bracha of Birchas HaTorah tomorrow morning. Now, that's if I go to bed. Says the Mishnah Berurah, if I stay awake the whole night, then you've got a debate. You've got an uncertainty. Yesh omrim de'ein tzorech levarech babokev, yesh omrim de'tzorech levarech. And some say you do need to say. Well, the reason why you don't need to say Birchas HaTorah is because there was no hefsek. I didn't go to sleep. My bracha just keeps on going. And others say, no. Chazal will kovei a bracha every single day, like other Birchas HaShachar. And therefore, because of this uncertainty, the Mishnah Berurah says that the uncertainty remains unresolved and you should be yaitza from somebody else making Birchas HaTorah. And that generally is what happens on Shavuos night in most shuls. There's some poor soul who's sitting at the back of shul and he committed the crime of falling asleep. And all of a sudden, when it comes to Shacharis, he becomes the hero because he stands at the front of the shul and he is moitzi everyone in Birchas HaTorah and in the other brachas, as we'll see soon. There is, however, if there no one fell asleep, the Magid Shir or the learning was so engaging that no one falls asleep, what to do then? So the Mishnah Berurah does say there are other answers, there are other solutions. One answer is that you can have in mind when you say Ahava Rabbah, the bracha before Kriya Shema, that should fulfill your requirements of Birchas HaTorah. And just like we say Birchas HaTorah in the morning, and we say Yivarechecha Psukim and Ezumakim and Mishnayos and Tonu Rabbanan and Rishmol Ome, I mean, later, which is Gemara, so Torah Shebal Peh, we say that straight after Birchas HaTorah. Also, too, after you say Ava Rabba, you need to say some Torah, but you can't do that because you're saying Shema Shmon Esra. So after Shmon Esra, you learn some Torah immediately after saying Birchas HaTorah. So that is a second option. A third option is the Mishnah Berurah brings is the famous chap, if you like, of the Rabbi Akiva Eiger. What does Rabbi Akiva Eiger say? He says that if you sleep on Erev Shavuos for at least 30 minutes, for at least half an hour, then l'kula alma, you're able to say Birchas HaTorah the following morning. So if this Sunday afternoon, a person has a rest, which is a good idea to be awake and fresh for the night's learning, then according to Rabbi Akiva Eiger, brought by the Mishnah Berurah, you're able to say Birchas HaTorah, no problem, because either you're Bria Chadosh or there's been a Hefsuk, and therefore there's no problem. But it is quoted that Reb Chaim Kanievsky quotes the Chazon Ish, who apparently did not agree with this ruling, but the Mishnah Berurah certainly brings it, and people, I think, do rely on that. If for whatever reason none of the above solutions worked, then you go to shul, you daven shacharis, you come home, you sleep for a bit, then you would say Birchas HaTorah upon wakening if you didn't say Birchas HaTorah earlier. So just to summarize, when it comes to Birchas HaTorah, there is debate, uncertainty whether you say Birchas HaTorah. The most common solution that we use is someone who is definitely mechuyev in Birchas HaTorah. He slept at some point. He is moitzi other people. If for whatever reason there's no one there to do that, or you missed the person when he did it, then you have in mind during Ava Rabba to say Birchas HaTorah, that is your Birchas HaTorah, and you learn a little bit after Shmona Esra. If that doesn't work, then of course there is the option of Rabbi Akiva Eiger, but if you slept before Shavuos in the afternoon, or Sunday afternoon this year, Erev Shavuos, then you would be able to say Birchas HaTorah. And if you didn't do any of the above, then you say Birchas HaTorah upon awakening from your sleep later in Shavuos morning. So that's Birchas HaTorah. Regarding Elokai Neshama and Hamar B'Shema, again, it's best to get someone to be mote to you. Many poskim say that if you didn't do that or you can't do that, that you can say these brachas even if you did not sleep. And the same is true regarding the 16 brachas. Ideally, someone should be mote to you. And that's the common practice in most shuls. But even though you can, if you can't get someone to do that, then you are able to say these brachas. And I brought there the remark explains why. But that is basically the summary of what to do regarding Birchas Hashacha on Shavuos morning. Just to summarize, Al Mutilas Yadayim, preferably we get someone to be Motzias. If one went to the bathroom before Shacharis, ideally after Alos Hashacha, then you can say Lekula Al Mutilas Yadayim and Asher Yotza, or get someone to be Motz to you. Regarding Birchas HaTorah, again, the normal practice is to get someone to be Motz to you. If you didn't, there are solutions, either if you had a rest before Shavuos or Ava Rabba, or if not, then you say afterwards. And Elokai Neshama and Hamar B'Shema, all the 16 brachas, one can say if you did not sleep, but the normal minhag is to get someone to be mate to you. So that is just a brief summary of Birchas Hashacha on Shavuos morning.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.